The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Peter came and said to Jesus, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, Not 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, Pay me what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
I speak this morning in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, as often happens, I have good news and I have bad news. Well, not bad news, really, but challenging news. The challenging news is this. Jesus is perfectly clear. He really does command us to forgive someone who wrongs us 77 times. That's the challenging news. The good news is we're allowed to ask them to stop. In fact, last week we read the part of the conversation that comes just before this, and it tells us how to do that. Remember, we go to the other person one-on-one, we name the wrong, and we work it out with them. And if that doesn't work, we bring witnesses to mediate, and if that fails, we ask for the judgment of our faith community, and if that doesn't work, then we have reached the limits of what we can control, and we rearrange our relationship with that destructive person to try to limit the harm that they can cause. That's what we can do. We must forgive, but we're allowed to keep ourselves safe. We must forgive, but we're allowed to ask the other person to please knock it off. That all makes me think, that combination of these two readings, that gets me thinking that forgiveness might not mean what I think it means. Sometimes I assume forgiveness means rolling over and taking more blows. Sometimes I think we seem to think that forgiveness means an endless, submissive tolerance for abuse, or that forgiveness means passively absorbing injustice without comment. But clearly, when we hold both these gospel lessons together, clearly that's not what Jesus is talking about. What is forgiveness? When I say to someone, "I forgive you," what am I saying? Think about it a bit. I'm saying to the one who's wronged me, I refuse to spend any more energy trying to figure out how to make you pay for what you did. It means I refuse to spend valuable seconds of my life trying to figure out how to even the score with you. When I say I forgive you, it means I liberate myself from the childish delusion that I can fix what happened in the past by doing something to you now. Forgiveness means not giving the other the power to determine my behavior. It means I stop allowing them to rent space in my head, and I just get on with doing the next right thing. Forgiveness is not submissiveness. Forgiveness is me doing my part to keep open the door to reconciliation. The rest is up to the other person. Forgiveness isn't a free pass for the other. Forgiveness is freedom for me. Forgiveness is liberation. And forgiveness is hard. And forgiveness sometimes takes a long time. And there are a couple places in my life where I've been working on it hard for years, and I know I'm not there yet. I know because when I get tired or down, my mind will slip into old, unhelpful thoughts, ruminating on past wrongs, fantasizing on finding just the right thing to say to that other person that will cause just the right amount of shame in their hearts, because, of course, that will make everything all better. For me, in those places in my life, forgiveness is work. Hopefully, it's work in progress. Forgiveness is hard. We know that as individuals, we know it as a community, and we know it as a nation. And Jesus knows it too, because he's been wronged. And I'm trusting with all my heart, I'm betting my life on this, that Jesus will give us some slack as we work on forgiveness. He'll give us the time, but he won't let us off the hook. It's a job we've got to take on. Forgiveness is hard work. Forgiveness takes time. Forgiveness is not fear or submissiveness or passiveness. Forgiveness is all about courage and trust. Courage to let go of a little bit of control. Trust to place this relationship in God's hands. It's a good exercise. Take some time this week to look at your life. Is there someone in there that you need to forgive, but haven't? Look honestly. Present that honestly to God and ask for help changing those old patterns of thought. Ask for freedom from the delusion of getting even. Renew your trust in God to ultimately handle this. Don't give the past power over your future. Ultimately, it's for our own health. Ultimately, freedom, forgiveness is not a free pass for the other. Forgiveness is freedom for me. Forgiveness is part of living a life that's truly human. It's part of living a life that's healthy. It's also for us Christians much more. There's an extra dimension to this that makes it even more serious. Forgiveness is part of our proclamation. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful ways we have of showing a crazy, mixed up world what God looks like and what the kingdom of God is going to be like. What human life is supposed to be like. We believe in an infinitely forgiving and reconciling God. A God who doesn't stop at 77 times, but is willing to forgive and invite us back over and over again. And no matter how many times or how deeply we forgive in our lives, we'll never match the forgiveness that we've received. We believe in that kind of God. And it's our duty to show the world what that kind of God looks like by the ways we treat each other, by walking in forgiveness, taking on that hard, time-consuming work. Forgiveness is difficult. Forgiveness takes time. Forgiveness is essential. Forgiveness is our proclamation. And if we don't do it, who on earth will? In Jesus' name.